Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha, and I'm excited about this weekend show. In fact, I think that third ingredient's going to be a little heavy with this one, that inspiration part. We've got a story for you, friends, and I trust you're ready for this one. You love stories. I love stories. That's what we do here on the show, and we get those golden nuggets out of our community, bring them to the radio. So before I pull back the curtain, let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nika Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So it's been said that no one succeeds alone. And I'm a true testament to that story. And I see it a lot to that statement. And I see it a lot in these stories that really what matters is the tribe that you bring to your project or your idea, those that you surround yourself with for inspiration, education, and information, you know, the connectors to your dream and your idea. And you know what, friends? I think we have that story this evening, this afternoon. I think we've got the story of a family getting together, supporting an idea and a dream, and making a difference right here in our community. Without further ado, I want to bring my good friends, John and Joey Costa, to the show. Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, fellas.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Justin.
Morning, Justin.
John, let's start with you, okay? Your background, you've got a fascinating, very technical background.
I do. Yeah. I was very, to say the least. I've been 32 years in the manufacturing business.
Yeah.
And
with your dad?
With my father, yeah. I started when I was 19 years old. He was 52. And that was something that started out of necessity. Mm-hmm. He worked for a company for 25 years, and they got bought out by a big corporation, and then he was laid off 6 months later. And he says, hey, we got to start this business. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
You're 19. Dad's like, hey, John, let's do this thing. And you jumped in. What is this thing? What do you do?
It was aerospace manufacturing. We do honeycomb for jet engines. Still in the family business. My sister's down there running it now. Back in 2015, after running it for the last 20 years, I decided to step out and try something different.
Okay,
you know, and start something new with my sons. And so,
Hold on. That's actually, while it might be new and different, and I do know that it's different than honeycomb for jet engines.
Yep.
It's actually kind of the same.
Yeah.
It's a copy paste model and saying that I did this with my dad and I want to do this with my son.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And people ask me, and one of the things that we got into, obviously now we'll talk about it, is the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But people say, hey, that's, you know, it's very difficult. And all businesses are difficult.
Sure.
And no matter what industry it's in, whether it be aerospace, construction, restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Real estate.
You know? Real estate, yeah. Absolutely. You know, something that I feel that if people are people, numbers are numbers, and clients are clients.
Yeah.
If you know those three and you can mesh them well together, It's a good business model.
You're absolutely right. If you step away from all business and you get up in the air and you look back down on all of it from a far enough perspective, they all look the same.
Yeah.
People and numbers and making those work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Speaking of people, there's another gentleman in the studio here, Joey Costa, your son. Joey, what's your background real quick?
So I just graduated from college in 2019. Shortly after, I got a job in what I like to call the corporate America machine.
Yeah, okay.
Was cutting my teeth in the early sales, making 100 phone calls a day.
Yeah. We do that in real estate too. Yeah,
absolutely.
in case you're interested.
Get your 20 no's, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so quickly put about a year or two in that company, and opportunity presented itself to start a new venture with this restaurant.
Yeah. Wow, that's exciting. So now is this the extent of the family? Are there other siblings?
No, my wife, Stephanie, she's been part of this from the get-go.
Okay.
She's been the design and during the remodel and the whole thing.
Yep.
And we do have three other sons.
Okay.
That are not part of this one, but part of our family council and what we do. So
cool.
Yeah, and Joey's directly involved in this restaurant business.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a second and hear from our sponsors. However, you've touched on it, so I'm just going to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. The restaurant.
Yeah.
Where is this restaurant that you speak of?
It's in Kalispell.
Okay.
So a great opportunity to be involved in the community there.
It's
called the Interim Bar right now.
Yeah.
And it was formerly the First Avenue Tap House,
yep.
formerly 406 Grill, yep. formerly North Bay Grill, and yep. a lot of people know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was very, very well established, very well liked restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just excited as all can be to kind of come in and take it over and bring it back to its
And put some flame back in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
into
cool.
the community down there in Kalispell because yeah. it's such a wonderful community.
That's awesome. Gentlemen, I think I'd take a quick break, hear from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to hear more about the Interim Bar, how that got started, and more about the family collaboration.
Will do.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcher. We're hanging out with John and Joey Costa of the Interim Bar. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. This is your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And I'm putting the emphasis on that one because we got an extra dose of inspiration this weekend. As we're chatting with our new friends, John and Joey Costa of the Interim Bar in downtown Kalispell. And hang on, naysayers. I know you're thinking, that's not real estate. Yes, it is real estate. It's First Ave West real estate. In fact, I think it's 139 First Ave West,
139,
right?
That's correct.
That's a piece of real estate that this family purchased and as a result now are making an impact in our community. And by the way, the series is called What's New and Developing, and I believe this qualifies. So there we go. Drop that mic. We're done. I want to go back, though, and I want to kind of bring to the air how this conversation got started, and what it is, and I'll share this for another show, another time. My wife and I are both restaurateurs at heart. We love the industry. Yeah. We both came from the industry. And Joey, you mentioned, you went into the corporate machine, right? Right after your career and your college endeavor. I went right into the restaurant industry, which is similar and in some ways different. And my wife did the same. We didn't meet in the restaurant industry. However, after we met, in fact, one of our first dates was in that piece of real estate. I'll share that for another time. However, we were just, as a result, we keep our eyes open to new and exciting opportunities with, restaurants and lounges and things like that. And we were driving by, we saw the building had been painted and there's a new sign on the wall. And we thought, wait a minute, when did this happen? And what's this all about? So first chance we got, we walked in and John, you were very, very pleasant. You greeted us well. Yeah. There was a lot of construction going on in the back.
A lot of construction. Yeah.
So it was kind of cool, like to feel like we were, in early.
Yeah.
However, I'm curious. The Interim Bar. What's going on there? Who named that one?
Actually, Joey, I think, was the one. We were kind of going through some reiterations. We're going through a branding exercise. Good friend Lucky. That was taking us through that, and we're trying to figure out where we want to go. And my biggest thing was, hey, this is our first time getting in the restaurant business. Yeah. The only way to really get in there is just jump in the deep end, learn how to swim. And we just decided, you know what, we're just going to open up, and we're going to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
And we're going around with a bunch of different ideas of names and everything else, and Joey just, we knew it was going to be an interim.
Yep.
And Joey says, well, why don't we just call it that? And I says, all right. Kind of stuck on it.
Genius, Joey. It's genius. Hey, let's call it what it is.
Just kind of stuck on it. And so, within a month after we purchased it, because we did some cleanup, and it says, hey, let's just go. Let's just start this thing.
Okay.
And just start learning what we've got to learn.
You've done a lot of cleanup, actually. There's elements that are similar, like the big, beautiful wooden bar. Can't get rid of that. There's a piece of history
there. Absolutely.
Then the lighting has been updated, though, which was much needed. There's some paint that's very different. There's a different enough feel to where if you haven't been in that building since it was First Ave Tap House or North Bay Grill or whatever it may be. And by the way, you're right. North Bay Grill is like that. That's the heart of this community. There's sure. a lot of history
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
You're serving it well though, because it feels a little bit reminiscent of that North Bay Grill
sure.
motif that we had back then.
Yeah.
I think it's rather genius, and I don't know if this is an accidental discovery again, Joey. However, when I walked in, when we came in, your menu was actually quite simple, mm-hmm. which is actually very good. Yeah. Because as a restaurateur and one who goes to a lot of restaurants, I probably spend too much money on at there's no such thing as spending too much money, right?
No. Nope.
Come in and spend it all, Justin. My wife and I will actually critique when we sit down and we look at a menu and it's just pages after pages
right.
after pages. It's like,
right.
wait, you've given me too many choices and now sure. you've actually complicated this experience. And my first feeling shouldn't be one of complication, not at the interim. I sat down. First of all, it's a beautiful atmosphere, greeted really well, which was what stood out. I think that in 2020, and in the year to follow, 2021, with all of the massive migration and employment changes, some of us have gotten away with bad customer service.
Mm,
and you guys don't. You come in and you're greeted many, many times.
Oh, thank you.
And I love that. And I sat down and we were greeted really well. And then I'm given this simple menu. I'm like, this is fantastic. I don't have to think. I don't want to think.
Yeah.
I want to drink and I want to eat.
Yeah.
And you did exactly that. What's also kind of cool about that is as you said, John, you jumped in the deep end and you're like, we're going to figure this thing out as we go.
Yep.
So right away, you're actually kind of like beta testing everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we wanted to really just start, trying out stuff. It was really the interim. So we're going to try out a bunch of different dishes, mm-hmm. see what works, see what doesn't. With our staffing, we've got wonderful staff. Can't say enough about the team that's there. We're only as good as they are.
Sure.
And it's just something that it's been really evolving every day.
Yeah.
From the menu to the cocktails, it's something very proud of right now. Just
yeah.
where we're at this stage at the interim.
Do you hear that, friends? This is a developing entity, and it's. Sounds like it's going to be continually evolving and growing as we continue to evolve and grow inside this beautiful community. This
sure.
is an extension of the beauty of our community.
Yeah.
And as I know, it's not going to stay the interim, hence the name,
That's
right?
Correct. That's correct.
Friends, we're out of time. However, how about that cliffhanger? Next weekend, can we discuss what's happening with the interim?
Sure, absolutely, because we're ready to get onto that next stage.
Friends, you've heard it. Next weekend, tune in to see the next chapter of the Interim Bar. I'm going to have Joey Costa and John Costa with the Interim Bar. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.